It's Crossland City Radio around Stoke-on-Trent and Newcastle-under-Lyme on 101.8 FM. Now, we're not so reliant on boilers in our homes and to work at this time of the year, but in the colder months we are, and we're very grateful for them. But in other parts of Europe, especially Scandinavia, one of the common ways that homes are heated and businesses are heated is through a district heating network. It's a renewable source of energy, so heat is tapped into from deep underground. And Stoke-on-Trent is pioneering the way here in the UK for this kind of network. And now, international energy gurus have chosen Stoke-on-Trent to act as the UK's hotspot for energy-saving district heating expertise. I recently went along to a city council event at the new Smithfield building to find out more. I spoke to Andrew Briggs, who's client manager for energy at Stoke-on-Trent City Council, and Peter Adderberg, who is the chief executive of Heatnet.
Heatnet is a network organization company where we try to establish a context, a structure for all the key stakeholders in the industry to facilitate the contacts and speed up the way they can do business together.
Try to tell me a bit about what's the idea of you're trying to establish in Stoke-on-Trent then.
Well, I've been in the district energy sector for the past 15 years, and throughout these years everybody has said that UK is taking off now in terms of district energy. And now it does, and it is happening here in Stoke. And I think that's why I'm here and why there are so many people coming here today. This is where the district energy in the UK is happening.
And so I guess you're bringing your experience and connections to a city that's trying to develop this from a kind of an early stage.
Absolutely. I mean, it is the challenge in district energy is to, you need to bring together lots of different stakeholders and have them talk to each other. And that's what we try to do here, to bring them in and connect them with the right people. So we provide more of the context and the facilitation of contact rather than the content.
What does Stoke-on-Trent have going for it in terms of the development of this kind of network?
This is where we are seeing a project going beyond visions and ideas and actually going into a project that where you start digging in the ground and putting pipes in, and it's happening. So that's what's happening here. I think a lot of the stakeholders coming from Scandinavia, from energy operators who are here today as well, they're interested in learning what do they do in Stoke when they start from a greenfield. And what you build here will be very modern, top modern, and the reference point in district energy in the future.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you. And so, Andrew, tell me a bit about your role, what you're doing for the council in terms of this district energy network.
Okay, so my role is in driving forward this whole agenda of encouraging and supporting the development of district heating in the city. We've taken it from the very beginning of the process of identifying the need through to securing a business case and initial funding into the project. We've been working with key stakeholders in the city to try and help define what that system should look like, how it would work successfully in Stoke, and defining the ideas around what we actually need in terms of providing affordable heat for consumers in the city, protecting them from price rises through fossil fuel volatility in the markets, to provide something that's stable and secure based on local resources for local people and keeping that value in the city. So the role is very much about making it happen in Stoke for Stoke.
What local resources do we have?
We have an abundance of energy opportunities. Stoke is, as I say, a city built on energy. Its history of coal is famous. It's quite remarkable what was achieved in the city on the back of coal. But coal has gone and we need to decarbonise. But there's a residual legacy of opportunity that runs around that in terms of heat that's underground. The ability to recover waste industrial heat, the opportunities to recycle heat in the city and to provide a truly sustainable solution, which again isolates Stoke and protects people locally from risks around keeping warm. And keeping warm is what this is about, and it's about that change of conversation about what energy looks like, what people need, and what's actually needed to be done to make sure that people get what they need to be kept warm in a city like Stoke.
It's Crossellum City Radio. Now, Stoke-on-Trent is pioneering the way in the UK for something called district heating network. It's commonplace in other parts of Europe, particularly Scandinavia. And it's a way of heating homes and businesses using renewable energy sources. For example, getting the heat from deep underground and through a system of pipes, distributing it to buildings. Now, Stoke-on-Trent was successful in bidding for government money to establish a business case for this. And not only is the vision being established now, but they're actually looking into the creations of how this network will take place. And experts from Scandinavia have been in Stoke-on-Trent to support the council and others in its efforts, the Swedish Energy Agency, also HeatNet. And I've spoke to Peter Anderberg, who's from HeatNet, the chief executive there, and he explains to me a little bit about how commonplace this kind of heating is in Scandinavia. But first of all, you'll hear from Andrew Briggs. He's client manager for energy at Stoke-on-Trent City Council. I asked him to explain, what does this network mean for residents and businesses in the city?
So in terms of actual benefits, what we're looking at is something that's cheaper. And essentially what we're saying, it should be 10% cheaper than your existing heat solution. You're looking at something that is guaranteed in supply. You shouldn't really notice much else apart from the fact that you'll not be having to have gas maintenance on your boiler in your house. You'll be replacing that with a simple heat interface unit that doesn't have any carbon monoxide risks, that's probably smaller than what you've got, that is actually going to last longer, that's actually going to be simpler to operate, and will be able to provide you additional energy efficiency support to help you keep warmer for less over time.
And your hopes for an event like today?
Our hopes are we get the right stakeholders in the room, the right conversations going that mean that Stoke gets the best solution. That Stoke just doesn't get a heat network, that we struggle through and we manage to deliver something. No, we deserve better. You know, we are leading this, and the opportunity is there. We can look at Scandinavia where they've made the mistakes. They've done a lot of learning. We can bring that to Stoke. We can actually get something that will be the best available system for Stoke and be an exemplar, which then in turn could lead to jobs and opportunities and showing other people in the UK how to do that.
Just one more question for Peter. Absolutely. In terms of what's happening in places like Scandinavia, are district heating networks widespread, or is that the main kind of source in which people will heat homes or businesses?
It actually is the main source solution, a heat solution in Scandinavia. If you look at Sweden as a whole, 55% of the population has district heating at home or in the office. In Stockholm, 98% of the buildings are connected to a heat network.
So it could potentially grow hugely in this country then?
UK is a country which is built for district heating. You have very dense population areas, and not too long distances for setting up the pipe networks. So definitely UK, you will see lots of these developments in the coming years.
Lovely, thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, in terms of what DEC are saying and what the government are saying, is we currently have less than 2% of UK energy in heat terms delivered through district heat networks. The government target is to get to 40% within the next 30, 40 years and transform that. And part of that conversation is the fact that 48% of all energy consumed in the UK today is in the production of heat, principally to keep people warm. 95% plus of that energy is through burning gas. If you want to change the carbon face of the UK, if you want to provide energy security, then it's about dealing with heat. That is the single biggest issue that we can all engage with in terms of changing that environmental impact, the ability to provide affordable heat and warmth, and actually a secure future for ourselves.
Andrew Briggs there from Stoke-on-Trent City Council and HeatNet Chief Executive Peter Anderberg.
Your community radio.
Cross Rhythm City. 101.8 FM.